Now, waiting patiently on the phone is the wonderful David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. David, you're very welcome.
Ah, thank you very much, Nikki.
So, lots of amazing things happening at the moment. There's a lot of activity, special stuff happening. So we have a supermoon tonight, is that right? And is it tomorrow as well? No.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, technically, with computers these days, we can tie down the exact instant of the full moon to the nearest minute. And it's 5 a.m. tonight, tomorrow morning. So, in fact, tonight when the moon rises, and tomorrow when the moon rises, to the naked eye, it will look full. So that's the first criteria for a supermoon. The second one is that the moon has to be at the closest point to the Earth of its orbit. It goes around the Earth, not in a perfect circle, but slightly elliptical or egg-shaped. And that means it can be about 15% closer at some times than others. And that increases the moon's brightness by 30%. Compared to when it's at its furthest. So we call those full moons near the closest point to the Earth supermoons. And we're going to get four of them, one this month and then every month thereafter.
Oh, incredible.
So people will see the brightest moon they're ever likely to see in their lives tonight and tomorrow.
Incredible. Some years ago, I remember driving quite close to, I want to say Wicklow and the hills and that, and seeing essentially the harvest moon. It must have been a supermoon, but it looked so much bigger. And that optical illusion of it seeming so much bigger and closer to the Earth, it was quite incredible.
Yeah, you're right. There is an optical illusion called the moon illusion. And for some reason, no one's really sure why, the human eye-brain combination seems to think the moon low down is actually bigger than the moon high up. It doesn't always work, but I've, like you've seen it, and you'd swear blind it was two or three times, not just 30%, 200%, 300% wider than it normally is. It isn't. If you measure it with a telescope, it's exactly the same, but it doesn't stop the effect being very impressive. And when you add that into the fact the moon really is a little bit bigger than normal, then if you get a moon illusion as well, then you're in for a real treat. And the moon illusion only happens when the moon is low down. So you want to be watching at around 7 p.m. A full moon, by definition, has to rise just as the sun is setting, because they're directly opposite the sun in the sky. That's what makes a full moon. So around 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow, when the moon's low down, you may see the moon illusion on top of the supermoon and get an incredible view. And we want people to take photographs and send them into Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Oh, wonderful. Do you have, how do they do that? How do they contact you on social media, or how do they do
that? Dead easy. Just remember our website, which is astronomy.ie. Couldn't be simpler. Just Google Astronomy Ireland if you forget astronomy.ie. And in the contact section, you'll see where to email your best photo. Don't send us all your photos, because hundreds or thousands of people do. So if we get clear skies and we get swamped, and we have to pick the best one of each of those thousands. So just your best photo. And there are lots of nice things you can do. Line them up with local landmarks, hills, statues, buildings. Some people even get their kids or family members, friends, to stick their hand out and move around until it looks like the moon is sitting on their hand or on top of their head. And a camera phone these days is a very powerful camera.
That's great, isn't it?
That can take superb pictures. So we could be flooded.
Well, we have amazing media and photography courses here in Kilkenny. So I am going to put the word out. So I do not apologise for what will happen. And there's somebody sending us an image, actually. Let's see. That's quite funny. Oh, gosh. Kevin Leifer has just sent us a picture right now of the moon somewhere. I'm not sure where. Is he still on holiday? I don't know. I won't send you that one. It's a little bit blurry, Kevin. I'm just saying. We expected more, but we like the effort. No. I'm teasing. That's amazing. So that's a great idea. So you would feature the best ones on your website. That's wonderful. I think that would be such a treat for
people. Actually, in our magazine, our printed magazine, the advantage of that is that gets filed in the National Libraries of both Ireland and Great Britain, so it'll last forever.
Oh, that's
very special. The internet does seem very significant, but do you remember MySpace, Bebo? Who knows if Facebook's going to be around in 100 years' time?
But we will. It's wonderful. I do a lot of research for my own work, and the benefit and the gift of our archives is really something that we probably don't champion enough. But as you say, it will be there, which is wonderful.
So, yeah, I love to talk about this, because we're going to have a very deep eclipse of the sun next August. It's going to be 98% of the sun will be covered. It won't be a total eclipse. There hasn't been one of those on Irish soil since 1724. But the archive in the National Library, we were able to go back when we researched this decades ago and find actual written reports in the local newspapers of the time of basically how it was mostly cloudy, surprise, surprise, back in 1724.
Well, nothing has changed much. Do you think we will have clear skies? Do we think we will? We will. It's a crisp, clear day today.
Well, you know what? We're talking to Kilkenny City and surrounding areas, but of course you're online. And we have 100,000 followers, and we've told them all to tune in and listen to the show. So somebody somewhere in the country, and we only really want the Irish pictures. There'll be fantastic pictures around the world, but we want the Irish ones. Somebody in the country is going to get a clear sky, if not all of us. Let's hope it's perfectly clear. Rarely happens in Ireland, but somebody will see it. I was looking at the moon last night. It was nearly a super moon last night.
It was very impressive, wasn't it? Yeah, it was really good, really good.
Just to below it, you might have seen a star. That star is actually the planet Saturn.
I was going to ask you about this, yes.
Yeah, tonight Saturn will be the bright star just to the right of the moon, about a handspan at arm's length to the right of the moon tonight, and about two handspans tomorrow night, if it's not clear tonight.
So is this isn't part of what's referred to as the star cluster now? That's a separate thing, is it? What's that?
No, that's a separate thing. So Saturn happens to be at its closest to Earth over the last few weeks and for the next few weeks. And if you have a telescope, which most people don't, its rings are tipped nearly edge on to us, which you only see every 15 years. And well, I talk about this later, but I can just tell people briefly, we are going to run a Saturn watch with big telescopes, if you haven't got any, in the Dublin area on the 21st of October. So we're only, 2 weeks away.
A Saturn watch. So what will that entail? It's a photography.
Well, we'll set up
a lecture.
Yeah, we'll set up giant telescopes at Astronomy on headquarters. It's all on the website, astronomy.ie, and people just come along and look. We do everything. You just look through it. And, you know, I think Saturn is probably the most impressive thing you'll ever see in a telescope. Because with naked eye, it's just a star, a dot. Even a pair of binoculars, still only a dot. But put a giant telescope thousands of times more powerful than your eye on it, and you see the globe as an actual planet. And then you see its rings around it. It'll almost be a straight line that tilted that close to being edge on. And you can see its two main moons and sometimes two other ones if they're not too close to the planet through a giant telescope. So you're seeing a whole almost mini solar system in one view. People go ooh and ah, and they pull back and say, you've got a little projector inside that, don't you? It's not a real view. No, it really is a live view of Saturn over 1 billion kilometres away.
Incredible. We're good friends with the people down at Black Rock Observatory, and also, I'm calling it an observatory. Is that technically correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a fantastic facility. I launched it for them decades ago, going away the age. And since then, the group down there have done a fantastic job and made it into a world-class facility.
It's wonderful.
And they do observing. I don't know if they're doing a Saturn one. They won't be doing it the same night we are. We just chose October 21st, somewhat arbitrarily, because any day this month would have done. We chose the 21st because exactly 1 week later, our evening classes begin. So we're hoping that will whet people's appetite.
So tell us about the evening classes. I think people are, like, one of the main questions I was asked to ask you was, if somebody played their cards right, boys and girls, could they do what you do, and how do they go about doing that? And the other was regarding the evening classes. So you're up.
Oh, certainly. First thing, Astronomy Island is for the general public. All 8 million people on the island should be members of the club, getting the magazine every month in the post, getting the weekly emails, so you don't miss anything that's coming up. Like, we alerted everyone to Saturn closest to the moon last night. So the evening classes grew out of that. People said, well, where can I learn more? And there were a few schools doing some local evening classes, and then we said, well, there's a demand, we'll do some. And now they're online, so anyone in the country can do them. And thousands of people have taken the classes. We've controlled what the content, so it's aimed at beginners, called Beginners Astronomy for Beginners is the name of the class. So you don't need any maths. You don't need to have done any science subjects at school. You can just sit back and listen for the 8 weeks, 2 hours every Tuesday night, listen for the 8 weeks and enjoy the talks. Or, you know, some people have used it as a springboard to go even further. There are things like open university courses where you could ultimately go on to a degree. But our classes are really aimed at the beginners that want to know a bit about everything, which is what a magazine is about. You're not supposed to read our magazine cover to cover. If you're into space exploration, you read that section. If you're into what to see in the sky, you read that section. And we love filling it because it's a full-colour magazine full of Irish photos. And any Irish researchers that are involved in international work, we feature their work as well. So you'll know everything that's going on, certainly on the Irish scene, if not the international scene. And the evening classes are just for people who want to take it that little bit further.
I have a couple of questions here regarding UFOs, or what are they called now? I'm not sure what the acronym is. But
UAPs.
UAPs. And people want to know, what is your feeling on UAPs?
Well, personally, I'm out in the dark, often on my own. I was doing it there a few weeks ago thinking this would be a great time for the aliens to abduct me. And the radio station is transmitting signals out into space as well as around the county. And they can be picked up by aliens. And I've done this on national radio, even the BBC and Sky News as well. When asked this question, I said, look, I don't believe there's any intelligent aliens buzzing the earth like a lot of people believe. And I'm prepared to put my life on the line. So if any are watching or listening to us, come down and abduct me. I'm really easy to nab. I'll be on my own in the dark, middle of the night. Couldn't be simpler for you. I've been saying this for decades. Not once have they abducted me. So I'm not only pretty sure they don't exist, but prepared to put my life on the line to prove it.
Well, John has said we live in hope.
Well, we do. So there is a serious search for intelligent life in the universe. We only really expect to detect the radio signals very far away, because our radio signals from the first TV and even big military radars are some of the most powerful radio signals we send out. They could be detected out amongst the stars by now, where there are planets that could harbor life. So we haven't found the radio signals yet, but the researchers, the serious researchers in this area, believe they will find it within our lifetime.
Well, the joke is we're still looking for intelligent life on this planet. But there was something something I was going to ask you. I was speaking to somebody recently at an event, and they were telling me about, was it the old Aircom building? Is it down in Kerry or something? And it was taken over by, is it NASA? Somebody like that, I think. And they've used it. It's an observatory for NASA. So is that correct?
There is a space company, but there are quite a few space companies in Ireland. We have over 3,000 people working in aerospace industries that build bits for satellites, write software for them, all those kind of things. So there are great jobs in this. Ireland recently doubled its contribution to the European Space Agency, so we're members of that. You can apply to be an astronaut when they're recruiting astronauts. I've done it myself, didn't get in, unfortunately.
Well, if you don't get in, what hope is there for anybody?
Well, no Irish person was selected in the end. At the time, we had a 0.2% stake in ESA. People like France had, I think, a 40%. And there definitely was a French astronaut. There was a Spanish one, because I often saw him flying over the International Space Station and shook my fist at him saying, you've got my job.
Okay, well, I think the job that you have is far more important and makes more of an impact to all of us. So many people texting in to say how grateful they are for your contribution over the years. Love listening to you always. And they receive they've all subscribed to the magazine over the years.
Yeah, right. So they're all, and look, it only costs €1 a week to get the magazine in the post on average. And for free, you can watch our social media. Every evening, I post what's in the sky. Is there going to be an aurora, northern lights? Actually, there isn't one due tonight, but there could be one tomorrow. Things are brewing that way. So stay tuned to our social media. And you'll join Astronomy On. That's what we set it up for, so members of the public could keep informed.
I loved all the postings from the Aurora Borealis, as we started to see that more in the last couple of years. I've really enjoyed that. And some of the images are really striking.
Nikki, I have to tell you, I've seen them now nearly 10 times so far this year. Now, most of them were just small glows on the northern horizon. Last year, we saw it about a dozen times. And two of them, May and October, were some of the best displays ever seen by the human race. So that can happen again. We just need a big explosion on the sun to send the material in the right direction at the right time when Ireland's clear and there isn't a moon in the sky, and we'll get a repeat of May and October last year.
It's quite incredible. I did not think I would live to see the day, or the night, obviously, when we would see the Aurora Borealis in real, true colour over Kilkenny. That was really a treat. A lot of people asking as well if you find the conspiracy theorists annoying, and does it get in the way of your job?
Sort of. I remember debating with one of them around the 40th anniversary of the moon landings. And he was like, well, why would I fake all this? And I said, for money. He says, well, I spent $1 million making this DVD on documentary, and I've only recouped $50,000 in sales. So I said, good. So they're they're annoying to a certain extent. But then again, you know, they bring publicity to the subject. And as long as you get someone like ourselves to balance the other side of the equation, we can tell people the way it really is. Like some of the stories they come up with for the moon hoax thing, that the shadows don't match. If you look at the shadow of a lamppost in sunlight going up onto the curb, it changes directions all over the place. And any photographer, especially somebody who makes video documentaries, would know that. And also trying to photograph stars behind the astronauts in the black sky. You take very quick, short exposures in sunlight. They're not going to show up the stars. And again, a photographer would know that. So they're either very stupid photographers or they're lying.
Well, I think conspiracy theories are going to be here with us for a long time, and that's always going to be top of the list. It's been lovely to talk to you. I'm glad to stand in for you, Gene.
Thursday night, Nikki. Thursday night, look out for the Seven Sisters star cluster near the moon. You'll need binoculars to see it because the bright moon's beside it. There's a diagram in Astronomy Island magazine. And by the way, if you join Astronomy Island magazine now, you're instantly emailed the sky notes of what to see. And there are two naked eye comets coming this month.
Wonderful.
So join.
Okay, what are the comets? Do we know what they are? I don't have notes here for this.
I've been watching one in the telescope for the last few months, but it's going to become naked eye toward the second half, about the 11th of October on. So next week we'll talk more about it. And its name is Lemon, with two M's, named after a Mount Lemon Observatory. And the other one is called SWAN. It's actually an acronym, Space Weather or something, A-N, SWAN. And we're not sure it's going to brighten up to become naked eye, but it could, and we could have two naked eye comets in the sky at once. It's happened around the world before, but never from Ireland, as far as I know. So October's a very exciting month.
I have to ask you, because a lot of people have texted, the comet discovered on July 1st, 2025, no, that's the one, hang on a second, I've lost it here, sorry, somebody texted, the Three-Eye Atlas, is it a comet, and what are your feelings about it? Are we going to be invaded? That seems to be the biggest worry people have.
Yeah, it's got a lot of, it'll be very hard to see is the first thing, because it's an interesting comet, but not a prominent comet, unlike these other two that are coming. This Three-Eye is interesting because it's not from our solar system. We think most of the comets are in a big cloud around the sun, and they fall into the sun every now and then, and then zip back out to get frozen solid again. But this one didn't. It's coming at extremely high speed, meaning it came from another solar system. So it's an interstellar comet. And we've only ever had three of those. And they bring samples of other solar systems right to our door. The sun will heat them up, vaporize bits of them, and we can look at their spectrum and determine what they're made of and find out if comets and other stars are the same as our comets, which would be a big scientific discovery. But some people have suggested it'd be a great way of sending a probe our way to whiz past the sun. It doesn't come particularly close to the Earth, so they know there's people here and they don't want us nosing around on them. Unfortunately, that could be possible, but it's an extremely remote chance. And this comet now started to outgas, which is what comets do when they start to boil up when they get close to the sun. So why would you make your spacecraft boil up? And then, of course, the conspiracy theorists will say, well, they put some stuff on the outside so it would look like a comet. So you can never win. They'll always have an argument. But it just does seem to be a comet from another solar system, and it's behaving exactly as you would expect one. And I'm 99.9% sure it's natural and not artificial.
And it will pass by and we'll wave it as it passed by and we'll all be safe and happy.
And we'll learn a lot from it, yeah. That's okay. Going to be the interesting. We've already featured it in the magazine. And when it passes by closest to the sun and the Earth, there'll be more details coming out. A lot of astronomers are investigating it. And we'll have a lot more information for people on real interstellar comets, not alien spacecraft.
Okay, David Moore, thank you so much from Astronomy Ireland. Look up, take photos and send them on. Okay, David, thank you so much.
Go to astronomy.ie for the social media, where to send those pictures and where to join or do the classes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. You're tuned to 88.7.